The question is it going to change? This is where you and I have the great divide.
Yeah.
Optimistic Andy goes one way. Cranky Arcand goes the other way. And Optimistic Andy thinks they're going to supplement this roster in the offseason. I think they have to. I think they absolutely have to. I think there will be backlash.
Supplement it with what?
Talent.
In what position? Veteran, like I'm saying, where? Like,
a right-handed
where in the roster?
Bat.
Okay.
And a top-of-the-rotation pitcher.
That's expensive, both of those things.
Yeah, I don't care if it's expensive.
I don't either, but
you're not paying anybody.
You're
supposed to be the 49ers because you're going to have all these star players, the Brock Purdy, right? We mentioned that the other day. We saw the graphic.
The whole roster's Brock Purdy.
Like, you have a bunch of Brock Purdies, so spend somewhere else, and then at some point you're going to have to make tough decisions, right? If you nail all these guys and they are all good, yes, we're going to turn back the clock to when it was Bogarts, Devers, and Betts, right?
Yeah.
Can you keep all three? You can't keep all three. Which are you going to get? And then you kind of dragged your feet and kept the last one. I don't know if it was the best one. I'm sure people might have different views on who they should have kept out of that trio. Spend some. You nail all. The hell was that?
Yeah, what just happened there?
That was my bad. I was editing a piece of audio.
No problem.
And I put it on the air. Like,
I appreciate
okay.
it.
Don't worry about it.
You should be editing my words. They need to be edited at times.
Someone's got to do something.
Clean
about
it up a little.
Well, I was making this.
They're teases. They're teases.
Okay.
They used to have Ortiz. Now they're just teases.
Right. By the way, the odds for rookie of the year right now, according to FanDuel, your leader right now is Austin Wells in the Yankees.
Yeah.
Then Colton Cowser, who is, I think, the same draft class as Meyer. Then Luis Gil, who I think has been in the league 3 years, but is somehow still a rookie. And then Willy Abreu, who's way dropped down in the odds after that. Austin Wells, minus 115. Cowser's plus 115. Gil is plus 850. And Abreu's 3,200. The three ahead of your one guy are all AL East guys, and two of them are on the Yankees, a team that spends. So you can do it. I mean, you can do this. You can balance this if you want to. And the Red Sox have decided not to. And that's upsetting. I mean, it is. The Orioles, they want to be like the Orioles. They want to be like the Rays. They want to be like some of these other teams here who have just built through the draft and had their young players come up. And then when they turn 26, 27, they end up going somewhere else, or they trade them, or they do what they do. Same thing they did with Mookie Betts and those guys in 2018. After they all got to their 26th season and wanted money and got out of arbitration. I mean, it's pretty transparent, I think, what they're doing. And I don't know. I mean, there could be some good years in there. They could even have a deep playoff run in there. But I don't think that supplementing the roster and really bringing in the rebar that you need to compete is something that's at the front of their mind. I think they're all about the youth movement right now, and that's it.
Well, we talked about the guy in the first segment who could even test this, Tyler O'Neill.
Yep.
Is going to be looking for a contract that's a raise. I think he's making 5 point something I had on here. And his agent, I didn't know this, Boris Korp.
Aha.
So you got a guy coming off a 30 home run season. Then that Boris will have a binder that tells you why his RBIs were low. It wasn't his fault. He really had a season in which he should have had
5.85 he's making.
Yeah. He's going to be looking for a raise, I would assume.
I would imagine,
30
yes.
home runs. Next year, probably
it's usually what you get,
like threefold, at least threefold. He's got to be making in the high teens next year. Right?
I would think so. Yeah. Or he'll be asking for that. Yeah.
Right. And that's going to be a test. Do you keep him around? It works here. He seems to be successful here. He had a slump, but through the slump, he got to 30 home runs. It still reached the finish line with an impressive season.
Trevor Story's making 22. Yoshida's making 18.6, so like, yeah, he's going to want more than
yeah,
five.
He should.
He's want probably more than either of those guys. That's
so
what
he
I would
plays,
yeah.
Even though he gets banged up at times, he plays more than Story, and he's more valuable than Yoshida because guess what? He can actually play in the field. Last night he may have played a part in that ball that Story booted.
He did.
That should have been his ball.
Did you hear Jim Rice after the game?
No, what did
Rice
he say?
After the game was like,
coherent?
Man. He's like, it's a good thing that he hit that home run. Otherwise, everyone would have been talking about that ball he booted, and everyone was like, well, yeah, but he hit the home run.
They
so.
Did hit the home run, and then
no
they flashed the lights,
that.
And then yeah. they squirted him with water, and he does
the
an
Orioles
interview.
Didn't even score on that, either.
It was a whole big
yeah, they
thing.
Didn't. No.
They didn't even end up scoring.
But it was still ugly.
Right.
It was still ugly.
It was an ugly play, sure. It wasn't a good-looking play.
He's not exactly a smooth sailor.
He's
out
a bit
there.
Of a plumber out there, that's for sure.
A
and,
plumber?
But yeah. But listen, that doesn't mean – and also, there's the whole outfield is going to be stacked with these young guys, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole thing here with Rafael
yeah, Rafael's
and Anthony
in center,
and everybody
Duran's
else.
In left, and you have a great outfield.
They're all going to be out there. Where do you put Tyler O'Neill?
I would DH him, but you get a DH who makes 22
got about
million.
Three DHs on this team already, yeah.
Okay, so it's not ideal.
Him and Yoshida. Yoshida
wait,
and Devers combined make almost $50 million.
Did you just talk yourself into letting him walk? Letting the one guy who's right-handed who hits 30 home runs walk?
I don't know. I don't know if those guys are going to be ready, if these young players are going to be ready to come up and give you 30 home runs. And I also don't know exactly what his situation is going to be health-wise. Tyler O'Neill's, and this is what they're going to be talking about. These are, when they sit down and decide, what are we going to do with Tyler O'Neill? These are the pros and cons that they're going to weigh. And I'll tell you one thing. If he's asking for $20 million, they're going to talk themselves out of it. They're going to say, this guy can't stay healthy. We have a great outfield. We don't need to re-sign Tyler O'Neill. We'll just wait for Roman Anthony and all these other guys to come up, and that'll be our outfield, and Tyler O'Neill can take a walk. I guarantee you, that's the side that's going to prevail in this conversation.
I feel like you just talked yourself into moving on from
Tyler. I'd keep Tyler O'Neill.
Where are you playing him?
I'd play him in the outfield. And I'd say these young kids, you know, when you're ready to come up and contribute like this, then you can do that. But right now we have a proven guy, a proven Fenway Park right-handed power hitter, and we're going to stick with him until we know for sure that you're ready. And then if they're ready, they come up, and they can't be denied, you trade them away. But I would definitely sign him and pay him, yes.
So what does your outfield look like?
Outfield is Duran, O'Neill, Rafaela, or some combination of Rafael and Anthony, something like that. You don't have to keep everybody, you know.
Like, no, I
you
know.
Can move
we do this.
Around
we
in the
fall
off-season.
In love with our players, and you fall in love with certain guys. Like, have you fallen in love with Abreu?
I like Abreu.
Have you fallen in love with Duran?
Yes.
Because we had that question 2 weeks ago. Somebody wanted to trade him. Like, yeah, you can probably get more for him now. It's peak value for Jarren Duran. And I kind of poo-pooed it. But the way you're talking, maybe that makes sense. Do you have a little bit of a logjam there? And I wouldn't.
I think you have a definite logjam there, with or without Tyler O'Neill. I mean, that's something they're going to have to figure out. But the point is,
who's playing short?
Whatever you end up doing, it could be Rafaela playing short or Trevor Story. He's signed for, what, 2 more years?
What about Mayer?
I don't know. Is Mayer going to be healthy?
Are you trading him? Probably can't trade him because now he's hurt. His value would be down, right?
Yeah.
With a bad back?
Trevor Story has an opt-out after next year. And if he opts in, then he's going to be here till 2027 at the latest. So, yeah, I mean, there's your shortstop right there.
I just feel like we're in a weird position of we think this team needs an injection of talent in certain areas, and then we're like, but there's too many guys. Well, do you have guys or do you not have guys? It feels like you don't have guys at certain spots.
At certain spots, you don't. And you definitely don't in the starting rotation. Like, I still think that your starting rotation needs a big guy in the top of it.
Sure.
And I would like for them to do that. And if that means having to trade some of your excess outfielders, I mean, this is what you do in the majors. This is the way that
right.
you balance a roster. It's
or
not splitting the atom here.
Doesn't
yeah,
even
right.
just have to be your excess major league roster. It can be your prospects.
Sure.
And that's where you go down the Dombrowski road. Trade the right ones so that we follow them from afar and go, he never really panned out, huh? That was a good trade for the Sox.